Well, today is August the 1st, and I have just finished writing the monthly report and bringing the Montagnard report up to date and doing some other goodies and this and that and the other thing. And it's been a long time since I've made a tape, and I am apologizing. I'm sorry. But, I mean, like, it's the first time I've been able to catch my breath in about a week. It's Tuesday afternoon right now, 3:30. I've done everything. I'm finished. So I came up here to make this tape. Or else. I hope I can fill up both sides. I don't have an awful lot to say. I'll tell you what I've been up to, and that's about it. Of course, I've torn off all my calendars and thrown them all away. So I'm not really sure as, look back on my calendar, what day was I doing this and that and the other thing on. 62 days today. Yes, I'll be home. Goody. Yummy. I see. I received a letter or so and a tape or so since I last made one. I hope I didn't tell you about the operation I was going on, because you're probably all scared and worried, but I'm alive and well, although I did get shot at. Yay, for the first time. My orders. I'm going to the Defense Intelligence Agency. I don't know where I'm going to be assigned. And that's it. Okay? That was a note from a major, and that wasn't the actual orders. So I haven't, all I know is I'm going to the Defense Intelligence Agency. My guess is that it will be in Washington, D.C., but that's, I don't know, that's still up in the air. Also, I'm waiting for the paper to come that I'm going to write a letter complaint or something like that. You're asking some questions about Jim. He has to serve 3.5 years or 4 years in the Navy. I only got to put, I had to put two in, but he's got to put 3 or 4 years in.
And he'll be down at Coronado there.
The Marine base down there, wherever it is. Pendleton. For quite a while, I guess. Teaching the recruits about Vietnam. And I haven't heard from him yet, so I had to send his letter to him through his mother. And I wasn't really sure of her address, but it hasn't come back yet, so I don't know. Al, I called up and he'd gone. And then when I called back the last time, they had moved from where they used to be downtown, where they are, is near the site of Bong Song, north of Bong Song, about a mile and a half. And they don't have a telephone down there, so I can't get in contact with him at all. So I don't know where he went on his second R&R, or if he had a good time or anything, or even if he's back. I'm sure he is, though. Now, you want me to make up a guest list for this thing? Dog went by outside there. I was kind of confused on this guest list thing. If you send somebody an invitation, you're asking for a gift, right? Well, remember, I would like to send a lot of invitations to a lot of people, but I certainly wouldn't expect them to send a gift. As I remember, Jack Masseri sent me an announcement of his wedding, that they had been married, rather than an invitation to. And I certainly have more people that, I don't want to ask for gift if this is what they're, if this is what it means, I don't want to ask for gift. If it doesn't mean that, then I have a lot of people I'd like to send invitations to. And all their addresses and all their names are contained therein in my little gold address book. Because, I don't have all my addresses here with me, and I couldn't even look them up if I knew the people half, if I sat down and tried to think of the people anyway. I imagine most of the people there sitting on the right-hand side there will be your friends, people who I'm acquainted with, but, it's something for you. This whole thing is for the parents anyway, more or less. So, Marge asked about a guest list, too. Golly, gosh, I can't sit down without my little gold book and think of people up. I just don't know who they are. And after a year of not talking to them or thinking about them or, they're gone. I don't know who they are. No, I mean, I'm really kind of lost about that altogether, really. But that little gold book's got some interesting names and addresses in it, I'm sure. There's some in there that aren't too good, but there's some in there that are good. And I'll whip out my little handy-dandy book and see if I can whip off some names, you know, quick.
The address is out of the book. Oh, let me see here.
Excuse me. I've been going to bed at 10, getting up at 6:45. Clean, healthy, moral life. Let me see. This is all your questions. Of course, Dad wanted to know about fish and this sort of stuff. Well, fish are still in play coup where they died. Because we can't get a helicopter to pick them up. And all this sort of good. My big project right now is 100 bags of cement down between here and Quignon. Try and pick it up Friday. 2 months. Wow, I'm racing off July now off my have a hams and enjoy Giants baseball calendar. Was Grandma still there? Hi, Grandma. Gee whiz. You didn't say anything on the last tape, you know. What's the matter? You embarrassed to talk on the microphone? It won't hurt you. Say something. I'd like to hear your voice. Just like being on the radio. Since it's about a week late, right? Let's see. I make this Tuesday and mail it tomorrow. It'll be Wednesday morning. You should get this about, what, Saturday or maybe next Monday? Yipes, that's a long time. Oh, well, that's the way it goes sometimes, I guess. Excuse me. Let me see. I take care of the notes I got. Do you want to hear what I've been up to? Oh, I got 894 mon yards right now. 134 walked in the other way. About another 60 before that. Been out trumping the bushes there. What, a total of 5 days. 4 days with one bunch and 1 day with another bunch. We left on a Friday. Flew up there. After I raced around all day, all morning long, you know, getting people and equipment together. Finally got them all but one guy, and he came walking in about 10 minutes before it was time to leave. So we got him outfitted with his equipment, and he made a Cy War tape. And we got him on the last helicopter, but I went on the second helicopter, so they were taking care of that after I left. We go up there and we land. I got 3 mountain yards, Vietnamese National, and a PFC with me, see. And they bring in the artillery. They had six big tubes of artillery. 105s. And they landed that, and they brought the rest of the company in, you know, the whole company, a whole battery of artillery. Brother. So then we get a couple of helicopters, and the captain, company commander, and myself go up in the air, and we go look at the area, you know, go look for a place to land the helicopters the next day. Where we're going to go, what we're going to do, trails, and things like that. And we fly over the area about an hour. It was kind of interesting. Came back, landed, disgusted. So the next morning at 8 o'clock, helicopters come and we jump in. I've taken one platoon, and we go up there and jump off on this hillside, you know, out of the hill, 4 feet off one side, 8 feet off the other side. I jumped off the 4-foot side, of course. And I grabbed my mountain yards and off we went. I had a squad with me. There was one platoon up there. Now we hiked along all day long, some pretty thick bush. Got somebody was shooting at us twice there. My mountain yard spotted the guy once. He was wearing black pajamas. Vietnamese type, you know. And this is mountain yard country, so. We didn't shoot back because we weren't trying to hit anybody. We're just, you know, trying to catch a mountain yard. So, you know, the first time you get a little scared, the second time you just get mad, and it's, we just kept going, man. At about 2 o'clock, helicopters came in and picked us up. We went back home. Had a nice warm dinner. You know, that's a nice way to fight a war. So the next morning, the company commander says, all right, this time we're going to walk in, since they couldn't get the helicopters for us. So I took my squad this time. And at 6:10 in the morning, I was out there in front. Yep. They said, you take charge of the squad, and your squad's point for the company, and we'll be behind you 20 minutes. So we start off. I got my map and my compass, and away we go. And we walked right into the area through about, 500 yards of really thick bamboo bush and thicket and miserable stuff like that. heard a little kid screaming, you know, something in the mine yard. So the mine yards took off in a mad run to catch the kitten, you know, Didi Mao. They came onto a field with four people in it. One of the mine yards got to random tackle one of these guys. Damn, when I want to talk to you, don't run off, you know. Well, the other three jumped on him and started beating on him. And finally, Vietnamese national, this guy was working with me, comes around the corner. He's got a rifle. And he sees these other three beating on my man, who's hanging on to the fourth one. So he shoots a couple rounds up in the air. And everybody jumps up and runs off. Well, they got away. So later on, we're walking along and I find this village. And it's got about 9 houses, pigs, chickens. Everybody just cut out. We chased a few women out of the place. They could outrun us. So we decided to stay there about an hour and a half. It's really thick in the jungle up there. I wish I had a picture of it, but I didn't take my camera. And Captain Root calls. He says he wants the speaker. He's got a couple down in the bushes there. He wants to try and talk out, you know? So I'm starting down the trail with his PSC. Mine yard, we're going down about a quarter of a mile to where he is. Try and talk to these mine yards, and all of a sudden around the corner come 2 mine yards, and they spot us just like jackrabbits. Zap, into the bush they go. Now this PFC, he takes off after it, man. It stomp, roll, and tear it down through this, you know, steep hill, and it was all thick jungle, and he was going through it right after him, boy. He grabbed one, an old man, about 40, I guess. In mine yards, that's pretty old. By the time I got to him, after I picked up the helmets and rifles and all the stuff that the mine yard dropped and all the stuff that the GI dropped chasing the mine yard, had a big armload of stuff. Deposit there, and I shake the mine yard's hand and asked him what his name was, and he's all smiles and puffing on a cigarette. He was sure that we were going to kill him. See, but we didn't. He just surprised the heck out of me. Oh, we got him. He showed us where to go to get picked up with a helicopter. It's a nice clear field. And I got my own helicopter, came in, showed him the refugee area. He said he liked it. And at 5:30, I took him right back to where I picked him up and dropped him off. See you next week, buddy. That was yesterday. Day before yesterday. He was supposed to be back. Notice he was supposed to be back. He didn't show. We dropped him off. I came back to the company area. And next morning we walked, and it was a good army march, you know. Take your pack and all that stuff and put it in a sling, and they lift it out by helicopter. But we walked a long ways through a lot of rice paddy and fields and uphill, little hills and down little hills for a long time. Ate lunch, then walked a little bit more, then slept a bit, then they picked us up in the trucks just outside of Anke. We drove in the last little bit, which wasn't all that far. Well, let's see, that we finished that Tuesday, I guess, huh? Yeah, that was Tuesday morning was the last bit, or Monday. So Friday I went out again, this is the last Friday, I guess, huh? Yeah, just the other day. And I went out with a platoon. The platoon was out, and they picked me up, and while they were picking the platoon up, and we joined the platoon in the air, and they flew us over. I had 2 mine yards with me this time. We went out northwest of here. And there were supposed to be a bunch of people there waiting for us to get picked up by helicopter. Well, we landed. Walked over to the village. Nobody was there, so I said, well, nuts. You know, obviously the Charlie's VC had moved them out of the area. Let's go see if we can find some Charlie's. So we took a nice little walk, and we hiked about 6,000 or 7,000 meters. It wasn't too bad. It was kind of pleasant, actually. It was a cool day. But we hit one little thick spot and made it kind of miserable. I had a first lieutenant with me by the name of Lieutenant Birdseye, who was the artillery FO. He's a graduate of West Point. He'd been in Vietnam 2 days. It was just going out to see what it was like today. And the lieutenant, the platoon leader, was from Saratoga, had a master's degree in English and had been drafted in the Army. He went to Cal, taking OCS. He was an interesting sort. Well, we found this one girl, and she told us that the VC had moved everybody north, and she wasn't going to leave, so she stayed there. They'd moved them out 3 days earlier. We'd been flying Cy-War tapes and all that sort of stuff, telling them, you know, be ready, we're going to come in and take you out. So, that fizzled. And, of course, Sunday Nobody showed up at 2:20, which is where that guy was supposed to walk with his village.
It's too bad we couldn't catch two of them. Can you take one guy and you bring him back here?
You know, nobody believes him. If you bring two back, it's harder to disprove. You know, it's easier to believe two than it is one. So that was my two big combat operations out there. It was a lot of fun, I thought, you know, for 4 days at one time, one day at another time. It wasn't bad. It didn't rain, so it couldn't have been too bad. Didn't have to carry anything except canteens and ammunition, so it was light. And it wasn't, you know, it was sweaty work, but it wasn't too bad. Like I said, I don't know what I'm going to put on the other side, but I'll think of something. I got the bill for my radio. I took it to Hawaii and got it fixed. And it was $21.61. I only paid $40 for the radio. So I wrote a letter. Ooh, a scathing, hot, nasty letter, and I've got it in my pocket now. I'm going to mail it. Tell them what I think of their system. Considering I could have mailed it to General Electric, and they would have fixed it for $8.50. And this is supposed to be a GE service center and all this sort of stuff, you know. And I really tore into them. Then I sent a couple of copies to General Electric, too. Or I will, anyway. So, what did I think of Hawaii? It was nice. Oh, it was hot and muggy, and the wind blew, and it rained a little bit in the afternoons. But we drove all around the island. And I mean all the way around it. Not, we didn't take the turnoff there. We went all the way around over the dirt, rocky road there, you know. That was kind of fun. The Army base is okay, but, you know, they're all the same. Little wooden barracks. Don't like them. Well, come on, Tabor.